good evening. Welcome to the Norwalo Outreach Working Group teleconference on Monday, the 22nd of September 2014 at 1600 UTC. On the call today, we have Glenn McKnight, Lois Taylor, Rui Huli, and Olivia Crepin-LeBlanc. We have apologies from Eduardo Diaz. From staff, Heidi Ulrich will be joining us a little bit later today. We have Sylvia Vivanco, Joe Catapano, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind you to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Glenn.
Hi, everybody. We're not going to be able to get Olivier by the sounds of it by voice. He's at Heathrow Airport, and perhaps he can type in the chat box, and I'll carry on chatting, and we'll read his comments. So, Olivier, if you can hear this, and Sylvia, if you can type in the chat box, can you just give us a quick update on our finances? It's going to directly impact what we can afford to do at the event. So everybody needs to realize at this stage we are hopefully going to raise enough funds from our dear sponsors to pay for a number of things. One is obviously the food and drink, but also the entertainment. So we are still in a shortfall situation, so if Olivier can give us an update, that would be great.
I certainly can, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
It's so great to hear from you.
Yes, we can hear you, Olivier. Welcome.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. I apologize for this. It seemed that I was stuck on a channel that didn't seem to be working. So let me clap on the blow for the transcript. And with regards to the funding, we're not doing too well at the moment. Affiliates has stepped forward to pledge, what was the number? I'm doing this from memory. Is it $1,500? I believe. But I have not had any response from anyone else. Well, I've had response from Google, who said that unfortunately on this occasion they will not be able to fund anything because their budgets are all closed, and it is the end of the year. That's one. With regards to Facebook, as I mentioned to you last time, Facebook also declined. With regards to Verisign, I have not had an answer, but judging from past experiences, when we don't receive an answer from them, it's that they're not interested. I have gotten in touch with PIR, and Martin Bottoman, the chair of PIR, has said he would be fine, but he can't make any decisions. It's Brian Cute, the CEO of PIR, that makes the decisions, and Brian is copied on the email. So I'm looking forward to have an email from him very soon. If I don't by tomorrow, I'll probably follow up, since my original requests were sent over a week ago. Apart from this, I don't have any good news, I'm afraid, not for the time being.
Okay.
We're just hoping for PIR to come back to us with something positive. If there's anybody who has a suggestions, then you know that would be fine. But that's what we have at the moment, $1,500 from FDF.
Okay, so in the chat box, based on what between the affiliates and ICANN pledges, we have $2,600 at this stage. In one of the discussions, we had a short call, everybody, for those who weren't on the call, but we had a quick update on our focus and what our budget situation is. It is a tight situation on Friday. That was staff, Olivier and I. And what we have right now is we have a situation where the cost itself is over $5,000. That's assuming with drinks and appetizers. If we go with a cash bar, that was one of the things staff was going to check into to see what would it actually cost. So perhaps if I can ask staff to give us an update, what would the cost, because we're not paying for the room. If we go cash bar, what are we looking at? Are we close to break even at this point?
Hello, yes, this is Sylvia. I think that it would be, I don't have Gisela today on the call, but I recall that she mentioned that we could do that and do the cash bar.
Right.
But I don't have the numbers still.
Okay, so right now, guys, we don't know exactly this, but it's probably pretty close to break even. But let's look at the other expense items. So I'd like to turn to Loris, if she has voice, to talk about the hoop dancers, because there is apparently a cost with the hoop dancers, and we, unless we get an independent sponsor for that, we may have to look at another set of entertainment that's gratis. So, Loris, can you give us an update on that?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Loris Taylor. I was able to connect with Derek Davis, who's Indian Country's world hoop dancer. He said to cover his expenses to Los Angeles, he would need $1,500 to cover his hotel meals and to bring along his drummer. So that's really for two people. And in addition to that, airfare. And so I'm now calling him back to see if he could reduce that amount. I've not heard back from him, but we need to let him know by October 1st, I think, was the deadline.
Okay. Right now, there isn't any budget at all. I'm wondering, Loris, do you know anyone that's possibly local that we could obtain dancers that would be considerably less than that, due to the fact we are already not even reaching our existing budget?
Well, we're checking into that right now with the university and school in place. It's a little difficult to find anyone right now. However, we're also asking some of the tribes in California on whether they might be able to cover some, if not all, of Derek Davis's fee to the conference. And so I'm hoping to hear back from them this week. I'm on travel, so it makes it a little difficult with a really stacked agenda for this week. But my staff are making calls, and so I hope to have something soon.
Perfect. Thank you. Let me ask you a question. Is there any tribal foundations that are associated with any of the casinos in California that possibly have a special fund for cultural events? I'm just curious, and maybe that's an angle.
There are no foundations for the state of California, but there are tribes, and that's exactly who we're talking with right now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, so that's still a potential issue, everyone, that by October 1st, and perhaps we can, even before the October 1st deadline, we'll have information. So remember, this is mid, I think the date we have is the 15th, is that right, Sylvia, for the Wednesday? I don't have my calendar in front of me. I think it's the 15th is the Wednesday in October. Let me check. Yeah, okay, confirmed. The other thing that's quite important about this is we don't have the gala, which is unusual with ICANN, but due to the political essence of time, I think our event will be quite popular. Again, it's Wednesday night. Thursday is the wrap-up, so a lot of people want to see each other. So it'll be a shame not to have something so culturally relevant. So I'd like to turn to the floor. Is there any comments from anyone else on either the two items we just discussed, A, budget, and B, the performance? Okay, so I see Murray typing in the box here. Oh, he's just saying he's late. Okay, so the other item is I do not have an update from, I did talk to Tony Nagelli from the E-Association in Winnipeg last week. He says he's going to produce a short video for us, and I believe Louis, if he's still on the line. Go ahead, Louis. Can you talk about, and I'll get to you in a second, Loris, can you just give us an update? You're looking at local stories in Quebec as well. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. Quebec and New Brunswick, actually. And I'm in touch with the Wendake First Nation, And, well, they didn't come back to me with the information that I've been asking them to provide, but I'm still in touch with them, and we'll keep on. It's a work in progress, as I mentioned to you in a recent email. And they were very optimistic. They will try to participate. But they have a small staff. It's a little bit different.
Great. Thanks, Louis.
Can you repeat what he said? I couldn't hear it. There was too much background.
He was looking into getting the stories from First Nations in Quebec for us, and he'll be giving us an update. Okay, Loris, back to you. And if you can give us an update on the speaker as well.
Sure. On the hoop dancer, why don't I just go ahead and book him and cover him from Native Public Media, and I'll worry about finding some funding for him, because I feel like time is really short and we probably should nail this down. So I'll go ahead and take care of Derek Davis. As for Jacqueline Johnson Peta, I spoke with her on September 19th, which was last Friday. I saw her here in Washington, D.C. She is a very high yes. She's checking her calendar to make sure that she's locked in for October 15th. Unfortunately, she is in New York for the climate talks this week, and she'll be returning Wednesday, so I'm speaking with her again on Thursday. So I think we pretty much have her as our speaker for the event, but I just want to make sure that I confirm on Thursday.
Great, thank you so much. Okay, so that's great news on two fronts. Just let me repeat for the note-taking. Sylvia and Terry, what Loris has said, that she will cover the cost. Hopefully we can continue getting some sponsorship so that we can forego that cost to her. But for the time being, based on our budget, Loris and Native Media will pick up the cost for the hoop dancers. So thank you so much, Loris. That's fantastic. And the second piece of information for the notes, she'll know in an update on our speaker as of this Thursday. So that's both great news.
Glenn, this is Heidi. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Heidi.
Sorry, I've been on, and I'm sorry I was late. Yes, Loris, thank you very much on behalf of ICANN. You know, we really very much welcome that you could do that. Could you let me know, would your organization like a slot to speak as a sponsor?
Let me think over that. I do want to have a really great program, and so I know I don't want to detract from Jacqueline Johnson Peta's talk. I'll be introducing her, but let me think on that for Thursday.
Okay, thank you. And also, Loris, does she have a fee, or will she be able to be the keynote speaker with no cost associated?
We'll bring her over. We'll pay for her cost to be there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Heidi, you bet me to the punch on that, but you must have been great minds must think alike. Thank you. Okay, so what we have there is a second phenomenal contribution by Loris and Loris's group. So thank you so much again that you've stepped up to the plate on this. And it's late in the game, but I think the theme is there. We have one theme, and we want to stress that we have one theme, even though last week we sort of talked about accessibility in general, because we're involved with the disabled community as well. But we had a short chat on Friday just to sort of keep the message straight. We have, and you know, if we're consistent with the music beforehand, we're consistent with the hoop dancers and the speaker and the table displays, I think it's a great message to the wider community. So this is just a fantastic contribution. We really appreciate it. Anyone else have a comment about the agenda? So we have our speaker. Potentially, we'll wrap that up on Thursday. Is there anyone else? Joe, you're attending, I think, as well, as well as Chris, the event. Thank you.
Yep.
Joe, any comments?
No, I mean, I think it sounds like it's shaping up to be a great event. I'm looking forward to it.
Great, thank you. Joe, by the way, is going to be in Canada on the Canadian Internet Forum. I'll see him. We'll be at that same event as well. Okay, I think we've moved quite along. Heidi, did I miss anything? I have to...
So I think that we're doing great. I mean, again, thank you very much, Laura. So I think we just need to make sure that the agenda is now fully complete.
Yep.
And then we can invite, make sure everyone who is set to speak can confirm, and then I think we're good. We just then will need to set up the details about the dancer and also confirm the canapes, et cetera. Did you agree to have a cash bar now?
We're still in a shortfall, and as long as we have a shortfall based on our budget, we'd have to do a cash bar unless
Yeah, so the options are, as we discussed last week, just in a brief call with Olivier and Glenn and Eduardo, was that if we did a cash bar, we could take, now we have around 3,000, so we could do canapes for that, I believe. And then it would just be a cash bar for drinks. And I think the we could also get water and soda, so the cash bar would only be for alcoholic drinks. Would that be something acceptable to the group?
Absolutely. Can we get everybody's feedback, because we may have to wear this one. You know how people get upset if they don't have a glass of wine. Okay, Louie, you're okay. Sylvia, are you okay with it? I don't want you to be upset at me, you know. There's so few on this call. I know Louie has said okay. Loris, are you okay with it?
Hey, Glenn, it's Murray speaking. I'll just add my okay. Sorry, I'm on the audio only.
So you're okay paying for a glass of wine?
Yo, yes.
Okay. You know, you never know. You never know what's going to happen between now and the 15th. We can keep bugging people. And I'm personally going to call... Annalisa Roger with the Dot Green. I know she's working with Affilius, but I will see if I can ask her if that's something she would consider sponsoring. Sometimes it's not unusual for conferences that particular monies go to dedicated things. So I'll give it a shot, but no guarantees. But if everyone can think of anyone to bug, if we can actually. At least one drink would be great, but we don't want to repeat what happened when Vin Cerf was there because apparently the wine flowed very freely. So, okay, anything else? Anyone else? This is your last chance before we conclude. So we'll know more by this Thursday. So if everyone's okay, if we can do another call next week, same time, we hope to have new updates on our locking down the information on the speaker. Any other information on the sponsorship? Fairly short call. So if we can do it, same bad time, same bad channel, if everything's okay. Okay, so Sylvia, you got that? We'll try again for next week. Short call. This was 26 minutes long. We spent 7 minutes waiting. So it'll be real short as well. So if there's anything else, the last thing I've just slipped my head, Louis's working on getting some First Nations music in French that is legal. We are also trying to get some, Heidi's on the job, getting some music from Tony as well. So we should have some nice background music while people are interacting before and after that, which would be great for the networking. Okay. So if that's it for everyone, I'd like to conclude the meeting, and we'll chat to you all next Monday.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.